Let's look at one or two scriptures here that will give us some alignment on what God is aiming to do in your life today. Let's look in Luke chapter 9. Luke chapter 9. There's a powerful verse in Luke chapter 9 we need to see. Two verses, really, that explain the whole thing. Luke chapter 9, verse 22 and verse 23, Jesus is in a conversation with his disciples, preparing them for the grand moment. And he revealed something to them that he wanted to reveal to us this morning. I found out something about God this morning. That he said to me to pass on to you. That will correct, direct, erect everything in your life. This lesson here in Luke 9, 22 and 23, Jesus had performed some miracles. He had called his 12 disciples. He dealt with some things in this chapter. But here in the 22nd verse, saying means Jesus said it. You see that word saying? He said something. And I think it's some of the most important words he ever spoken. He said to them, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected. Now notice who he's rejected of. The elders, not the outside folk, the elders and chief priests and scribes. Scribe is the one who did a lot of writing. And then he said, and be slain and be raised the third day. Now, one of the things in studying the word, and if you want to get a good, clear understanding of the word that you can apply to your life, you watch him when he repeats himself, or watch him when he says things the same way. I want you to know what he says, be rejected, be slain, be raised. Very important. Be rejected. He said, I'm going to be rejected. I don't want you to worry about it. I'm going to be slain. This is the reason I came. I don't want you to worry about that either. And I want you to know I will be raised. Now, you see, the Holy Ghost just called a scripture up to me. That's why I like to preach like this. Let me tell you where we're going. Developing your heart to rejoice in the blood of Jesus. Never heard that before in my life, Ronald. Holy Ghost, I'm going to write a book on that. Developing your heart to rejoice in the blood of Jesus. Now let me tell you something what happened. Let me tell you what something the Lord showed me. You ready? The heart of God rejoices in the blood of Jesus. And so God has given us an opportunity. There are scriptures I'm going to show you this morning in this lesson, in this development of your heart, to rejoice in the blood of Jesus. Some things I'm going to say about this heart development that will help us. The heart of God rejoices in the blood of Jesus, or in the blood. Our hearts will never rest, nor find salvation until we too learn to walk and glory in the power of the blood. You will have no rest. The only resting place for a believer is in the blood. every single thing that ever come against you after this day will have no effect on you or over you. Because you will have the divine spiritual secret of always having your heart rejoicing in the blood of Jesus. Look at the 23rd verse now that Sam opened it. We got this be rejected, be slain, be raised. He told them three things. Now he tell them three other things they need to do. In the 23rd verse, he said, and he said unto them all, I'm talking to everybody, if any man would come after me, let him deny himself. Self is the problem. Trying to figure out your own solution. That's the problem. Deny himself. Now, we had misunderstood this. Take up his cross. You see that way he said, take up his cross? We saw ourselves, you know, with burdens in this life, things going rough. And that's what he meant. No. Really what he meant is take up the benefits that is provided for you because of the cross. I know we have burdens to bear and things to deal with because we're Christian, but really what he's talking about here, when the Lord is telling us take up the cross, he's saying make sure you know your benefits. Make sure you know what happened at the cross. And there's a verse that's going to help you here. There's a verse I want to take you to here. There's a verse found in Psalm 68. We're going to go two scriptures in the Psalm that's going to help us. He said, take up your cross, and he said, take it up daily, didn't he? Look back at that 23rd verse. And follow after me. Take up your cross. What? How?
Daily.
Daily. Take up your benefits. Daily. Take up the blood.
Daily.
Take up the power of the blood.
Daily.
Let your heart rejoice in the blood.
Daily.
I have in these notes that when a person develops their heart to rejoice in the blood, it keeps Satan wrapped up. Every time your heart rejoices in the blood, no matter what you're dealing with, where you're trying to go, that's a wrap. Or it's a done deal. The blood is just that powerful. If we get revelation on the blood and know how to function in the blood privileges, instead of just going to church. Now you said, well, how do I apply this? You talking about how do I apply this? Just say it. My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. Say that.
My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus.
Every demon, every devil, every trouble, every problem, every circumstance, every opposition come to a squeaking halt when a person is wise enough to have a heart that rejoices in the blood of Jesus. When you make that statement, Satan knows she knows something. He knows something. She knows somebody. He knows somebody. You brought your shouting clothes? Psalm 68. Verse 19. Look at verse 19. Take up your cross. How often did he say take it up?
Daily.
Because he wants you to connect with something.
Yes.
You at Psalm 69? Huh? 68? You in verse 19? Look what it says. Blessed be the Lord. Who daily loaded us with benefit. You see that? Why he do that? Because even he's the God of our salvation. And Salah means pause and think about that. Daily. That's why he wants you to take up your cross daily. He don't want you to be in yourself. He wants you to be in Christ. The cross. Calvary. The things that have been created for you as a Christian. And God said, give me the right to load you daily with benefit. Have cross consciousness. That's where your deliverance at. So it is worth your trip here this morning to recognize every day God desires to load you with benefit. Oh, somebody ought to say glory to God. Now, if I was telling you the man down the street was going to load you with benefit, you might not have no hope. But we're talking about somebody who's loaded. We're talking about the most loaded individual that ever existed. And he has the desire. If I can position myself in the right position every day, he's going to load me with some benefit. Turn to Psalm 103. Educate yourself. Educate yourself. How these benefits work. Educate yourself. Don't go with the elders and the scribe and the chief priest. Don't crucify your blessing. Educate yourself. So with that in mind, daily we need to be in this psalm. Psalm 103 verse 1. Bless the Lord. Oh my soul. Now you see, that's the wrestling you got to work with, your soul. See, your soul don't want to bless him. See, your spirit won't bless him. Your soul and your body won't act a jack. Your intellect and your emotion, your will won't go back to the first part of that verse in 9:23. They don't want to desire themselves. They won't say, I can handle this. Your soul can't handle nothing. Shut up. Your soul needs your spirit connected with the Holy Spirit in order to handle this thing. Watch this. In order to handle this thing, supernatural. Yes, sir. Everyone under the sound of my voice today, you have the right, if you're a child of God, to live a supernatural life that is loaded with the benefits of God. All you got to do is learn how to keep your heart rejoicing in the blood of Jesus. No matter what come up, you stand up and say, I rejoice in the blood of Jesus. And every time you say, I rejoice in the blood of Jesus, Satan, hear these words, I am defeated. I can't complete what I came to do. Because that woman done hollered out, my heart rejoice in the blood of Jesus. Satan, that demon, call back to headquarters and say, I got to leave this house. That woman walking around here rejoicing, and her husband out in the yard rejoicing from their heart in the blood of Jesus. Come on, say it. I rejoice from my heart in the blood of Jesus. In this psalm, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Watch the repeat. When you see the scripture repeating, God is trying to get something over to you, adding something. Pay close attention. He said, bless the Lord, all my soul. Now he said something else now. See, he didn't say it in the first verse. And forget not. I just told you it was loaded. But there's a way to stay loaded. The way you stay loaded is keep blessing him for it. Say, Lord, thank you. You did this. You did that. Look at that, Lord. You did this. Hallelujah. My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. Say it. My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. Get back, Satan. My heart. Get back, sickness. Get back, disease. Get back, lack. Get back, limitation. My heart. Rejoice in the blood of Jesus. Can you see this? You don't see this. Can you see this?
See, every time you say your heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus, you're saying your heart is rejoiced in what God did for you through Christ on the cross. Yes, sir. It's paid for. My joy, my happiness, my peace, my freedom is paid for. Tell somebody next to you, it's paid for. Come here, I'm gonna lay a hand on you. Come here. Bring her here. Come here, Usher. Bring her here. Oh, I'm gonna put joy on you. You're gonna have joy unspeakable. You're forgiven, and joy. You're forgiven. You don't let him hold you with that no more. That's over. Wow! She forgiven. I'm a pastor, she forgiven. Repent and let it go. Nobody told me, I ain't talking to that family. The Holy Ghost told me. My heart rejoiced in the blood of Jesus. Everything about to turn around in my life today. Ooh, all my benefits are being turned loose. In my life today, it's all because the blood of Jesus. I can have what I say. I can have what I believe. Hallelujah. See it? You see it? I told you, you'll never be the same. You'll never get caught in a situation you can't handle no more.
Yes, sir.
You just back off and look at it. Say, my heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. Then help. Angels start moving. The Holy Spirit start moving. Jesus, one time a man got stoned. Jesus was sitting down. He stood up. When you say you rejoice, my heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. I believe you can get him to stand up. Think about this. Not to be ugly, just think about this. How many Christians don't know this? Think about what God is putting in your heart. Think about what God is putting in your life today. Something that can wrap Satan up instantly. The blood of Jesus wrapped Satan up instantly. All Satan power is reduced when one speak the blood of Jesus out of their heart. I know it was the blood. You hear, and I'm going to go on with the message in a minute, but if you hear and something budding you like it budding my young sister just now, and I laid hand on her, I laid hand on you too. Listen. If you hear, you don't have to put up with that. Today, what I said?
Today.
Your benefits are being released. Hallelujah. Can you praise God for that? How many of y'all believe that? Well, if you believe that, tell somebody, today my benefits are being released. By the blood of Jesus. Tell me who can stop the blood? Look at this psalm. Sit down a minute. Look at this psalm. And I'm going to say something in this room. And I want to say something to everybody who listens to me. Because I want to clarify this. Because I'm really not a dummy. I got good sense. And I'm blessed. And I'm going to make a statement. I want you to either agree with me or disagree with me. It got some blessings in this room. You know what I'm saying? The Lord already has done a lot of stuff in this room. And we got to rejoice and be thankful, not trying to get something else. God already been good to us. If you in here and you know you're blessed, I want you to shout. Shout it out. Give God the praise. God already, we already blessed. You know what the Lord has done for you? You see what Satan does? He wants you to look at a little problem you had. But today we're going to trick him. Today we're going to count our blessing. The Lord has been good to Bob. The Lord has been good. I'm blessed now. Say it. You ain't got to have no money. You ain't got to have good health. Just declare it. I'm blessed now. And when you declare that, it bring the money and the good health. What good is money without honey? I wouldn't swap my wife for no amount of money in the world. Money can't take her place. You blessed, boy? Are you blessed? You blessed? Got something to be thankful for. No matter how much the devil attack, I still can look back and see what God, how far he has brought me. Don't look at your circumstances. Look at your God. Take your eyes off your circumstances and put your eyes on your God this morning. Take your eyes off your circumstances. Put your eyes on your God this morning. My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. He paid it all. It's mine. I have it now. I loose my faith. Sit down. Y'all sit down. He thought he had you. He should have never let you come to this church. He thought he should have stopped you down the road there somewhere by the cabin. He should have never let you got here. Because you have a divine secret for the rest of your journey down here. This is a secret for the rest of your journey on earth. You never can get jammed another day because you can declare, my heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. That's divine. That's supernatural. Yeah, it worked, man. What you talking about? Got to work. My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. You know the doctor, sometimes you go to the doctor, they say you got to do blood work. Physically, they got to do blood work. Got to check to see how much magnesium and different stuff you got in your, you know, in your blood and various things, you know. But you see, when you say, my heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus, blood work take place. And what the whole atmosphere, I got a word, the whole atmosphere and the whole surrounding of you begin to have a blood test. Satan, can you pass the blood test? No! Good God Almighty. Satan! Can you pass the blood test? No, he got, no, why? No, he got up on the third day. I thought I had him. You see it? Go back to Psalm 103. Let me teach you a little more before I close. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul.
And all that is within me. Bless his holy name.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, my soul.
Oh, my soul.
And forget.
Not all his benefit.
Not all his benefit.
Not all his benefit.
Not all his benefit.
I'm loaded
with benefit. I don't have all I'm going to get. I got some more benefit on the way. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. God not through yet. God not through yet. God not through yet. God not through. God not through you yet. God not through yet. Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
You're
not through with you yet.
Bless the Lord.
No, you're not through yet.
My heart
rejoices
in the blood of Jesus.
I'm not trusting nobody else.
I'm trusting
the blood of Jesus. Listen, let me try to get this. Because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 benefits here in verses 3 to 5. I want you to underline in your Bible the word forgiveth. I want you to underline the word healeth. I want you to underline the word redeemeth. I want you to underline the word crowneth. And I want you to underline the word satisfied. And I want you to underline the word renew. I'm going to go over them again. In verses 3 and 4, I want you to underline it. You got to underline it right in that Bible. Forgiveth, that's one benefit. Healeth is another benefit. Redeemeth is another benefit. Crowneth is another benefit. Satisfies is another benefit. And reneweth. Hey, what is it? He said, hey. 6 benefit. 6 blessings right there. You can rejoice over. 6 blessings. Look what he said. Ooh, Jesus. Who forgiveth all thine iniquity. God, dog, I needed that. How many of y'all needed that? How many of y'all needed forgiveness?
Yes, hallelujah.
Who healeth some of our diseases?
Oh.
Who redeemeth thy life from destruction?
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Yes, you did, Jesus.
You heard that?
Yes.
Then he said,
yes.
Then he put a crown on my head. Yes. Who crowneth thee with, what he crowned you with? Love and kindness and what else? Tender mercies. You see that? Hallelujah. Then he goes on. Oh, look at what he said in verse 5. Anybody here not satisfied? You ought to be satisfied sometime. Don't let the devil lie to you. God has put satisfaction ready for you. Who satisfied thy mouth with good things. So that thy youth, ooh Lord, is renewed like the eagle. My. So there's a few things that the Lord wanted me to say to you. Now, when I say the blood, I'm talking about the benefits that comes from the blood, the cross, where Jesus paid for it all. God's heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. Because it From the closing of the gate of Eden to the opening of the gate of heavenly Zion, there's a scarlet, a bright red string of blood runs from Eden to the gates of heaven. Blood is all over the Bible. You need blood all over your life. When you said, my heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus, that blood come down on you and everything that you're dealing with. Are you listening? That's a lot of more scriptures, and I know I'm going to have to take this series about 6 or 7 times. I want to give you a few highlights in these last 20-something minutes. Let me just start giving some of them to you. It is our rights to continuously tap into the glorious power of the blood of Jesus and live in the wonderful blessing procured or purchased for us by it. It's your right to praise the Lord for it, and it's your right to live in the blessing. Amen. The blood began at the gate of Eden. Turn with me to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4 for a minute. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to look at a verse there, but the blood is the only thing that can produce pure worship. The blood is the highest ingredient in worship. The blood will get you quicker to God than anything else.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
All you need every time you need to contact God, you need a blood opening. Otherwise, you need some revelation of the blood in your heart, that you can go through that very valve, go through that very channel, that blood. I mean, the blood touches God. Here, this boy, his brother didn't worship right. See, you can do good. He probably had some good fruit and stuff, good vegetables, but it didn't have no blood in it. See, that's where you can find a cult at. A cult can quote the scriptures and tell you chapter by chapter, but when it gets to the blood, the cult get nervous. You can locate a cult quickly because they're gonna be bloodless. No cult honor the blood. I mean, anybody trying to fake it, but when you time in and begin to call upon Jesus' blood, they say, "Oh, he's just another man." No, he's not another man. He is the man. You can locate a cult. They don't pray. They might have some blood. They want another blood, but they don't celebrate like we're going to do in communion in a few minutes. Yeah. They don't celebrate the blood of Jesus. Yeah. I celebrate the blood of Jesus, me. All I am, all I have, all I ever will be is because the blood of Jesus. There's no church, no heaven, no hell without the blood of Jesus. There's no deliverance, no freedom, no joy, no peace, no happiness without the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the blood. Now, you're not gonna do this overnight, I'm gonna tell you. It's a process of falling in love with Jesus enough that his blood can touch you. This is not superficial, it's supernatural. It's deeper than saying it. Are you hearing me? Are y'all hearing me? See now, I'm preaching an apostolic masterpiece. You might let it pass over your head and say we had a nice service. Listen, this is not, my visitors who get here today, you're here for a reason. God wanted you to hear this message. God wanted you to know how to rejoice in your heart over the blood of Jesus. I know you're a Christian, but God wants you to hear this message. This message is new to all of us. Probably not a one of us, and you never said, "Lord, my heart, I rejoice in my heart in the blood of Jesus. My heart rejoiced in the blood of Jesus." I never said it. I've been preaching 40 some years. But say it now. My heart rejoices. Man, you don't know what you're saying. You You're tantalizing Satan. You're paralyzing Satan. He know that no foe can stand before a blood-bought Christian who knows their blood right and make a declaration that my heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. This is not a slogan. This is not a creed. This is a revelation that's going to keep you free the rest of your life. You're going to ride that blood on in the glory. All your life you're going to ride that blood. You're going to live long and strong. See this blood. This blood all throughout the Bible. Here in Genesis 4:4. And Abel, he also brought of the firstling of his flock and of the fat thereof. Wait a minute. Look what the last part of the scripture said. Wait a minute. Look what the last part of the scripture said. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering. What is that saying to me? How can this benefit me way back there about in the garden of, by the Garden of Eden? This man offered, he brought of the firstling of his flock as an animal. And you know, he slayed that animal. And blood came out of the animal. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. Well, I'm seeing something right now. Wait a minute. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Pull this thing out. Listen. The blood of Jesus make God respect you. He respect your prayer. He respect your confession. He respect your worship. Come on, y'all ain't talking. He respect your praise. Because you are a Christian with blood consciousness. You have blood on your conscience, blood on your mind, blood on the way you live. You just can't live any kind of way. The blood have cleansed your life. God had respect to Abel often because Abel offered to God the blood. If Abel can offer a bull or a calf blood and get God respect, how much more as a Christian we go before him and offer him the blood of Jesus, he gonna give us respect. My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. So another scripture go along with that I want you to see. With Abel there. Go over into Hebrew chapter 11. I'll give you a Mother Day. You want a Mother Day? That girl did a good job, didn't she? Y'all know, y'all, and the rest of y'all get ready now. Y'all notice she didn't clown and she didn't break the clock. Matter of fact, she stopped 4 minutes something early. She had 4 more minutes. She wasn't in competition. Wasn't trying to prove how great she is. She was glorifying God. That's what I want y'all to learn. If I ever call you up here, you better do something. She did a wonderful job. I'm proud of my daughter. Shoot. And the Lord called her name. Lord said, yeah, Lord said, use her. I said, all right, Lord. Hebrews 11 and 4. And you see, the potential of using this blood properly. If your heart ever going to rejoice in the blood of Jesus, it's not going to rejoice on what you're going through. It's not because of what you're going through. It's not how you feel. It's not by emotion. It's not by any special thing you could do. Mm-hmm. You do it by faith. That's right. So you can do it anytime and anywhere. Thank you, Lord. Because you're doing it by faith. I believe in the blood of Jesus.
I believe in the blood of Jesus.
So you see, because Satan's going to talk you out of it. He'll come and say, you know, you don't have a right to use that. Yeah, I said, but Satan, I'm doing it by faith.
That's right.
Yes. You're a believer, right?
Yes, I am.
See, some of y'all don't think I solved your problem this morning. Or the Holy Ghost solved you. The Holy Ghost have solved every problem you got. Because the problem still can be there, and you can look right at it and say, look, I rejoice, my heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. And you don't know, and you can't see it all the time. It's getting ready to leave. Because it know it cannot handle nothing. Nobody can handle the blood of Jesus. See, when you say the blood of Jesus, you're saying the cross. You're saying God. You're saying the Holy Spirit. You're saying the kingdom of God. You're saying heaven. All of that included when you talk about the blood, because the blood is the final finale. Y'all got to stop living regular. You feel better, girl? Yeah. Yeah, you're a winner. You're a winner. I don't care. You listen to me. I don't care what he said. You're a winner. A good man falls several times and get up again. It's by faith. I'm about to close. I know y'all got your Mother's Day dinner and all that stuff. I'm about to close. I asked some of y'all to come to your house to eat. You might not have nothing to eat. It's my day. It's my day. Y'all need to take me somewhere. I don't blame you. I wouldn't cook either. By faith. Look at the fourth verse, 11th chapter. By faith, Abel, that's the same Abel, offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. So what happened? By which he obtained witness that he was righteous. Good God Almighty. God, look at the blood make God testify. God start testimony. God start telling, that's him. That's him. Abel, that's him. That's my son. Look, see, that blood. The blood got a hold of God. When the blood get a hold of God, God really don't see you. He see the blood. The blood made God testify. I sure like when God testify over Leroy. I sure like when God say, hey, see that boy over there? That's my son. He said, I'm about to bless him again.
Yes.
Now watch what I say, because this is cool. Blessings are looking for me right now.
Yes, they are.
Say it. No, don't just for me. Say it. Say it, man. Blessings are looking for me. Got it? Why? It's a ram of word. Why?
Yeah.
Why? Why? Because the Lord just told you how to set yourself up for all his blessing.
Amen.
That by faith,
yeah,
your heart rejoice in the blood of Jesus. And once you do that, blessing all stand up.
Yeah.
Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, gentlemen, we're not going through church modes yet. This is apostolic revelation. It was apostolic for letting my daughter, you never seen that before. On Mother's Day, it was apostolic. I'm in a hotel. God called her name and said, let her exalt the mother. That's come through an apostle. She had 23 years been with me. She had my anointing. I was able to impart some stuff in her because she didn't leave. Well done. And then this message that the Lord is playing on your heart. If any man come after me, let him deny himself daily. Take up his cross. Take up the benefits of the cross. Take up the blood and follow after me. In other words, Jesus said, follow me with blood. Walk in the blood. Shout in the blood. Shower in blood. I remember one time at the old church. I had a big picture one on the side of my church. And I was sitting in my office, and it was raining. And I had just got through praying. And I was in the presence of the Lord. And it was raining hard and raining. And all of a sudden, all of the rain turned into blood. All the ditches were full of blood. The Lord was trying to tell me what he's going to do. You here this morning. You're sitting right in the middle of what God was trying to show me. This is what I'm going to do in Darrow. It's all because of the blood of Jesus. I am what I am because of the blood of Jesus. Come on, say it. I live where I live because of the blood of Jesus. And I want you to tell somebody the blood is not through with me yet. And I want you to tell somebody, I'm not through with the blood yet. See it? Yeah, well, holler, God, I don't care. I'm about to close. I'm going to close in a few minutes. Whew. By faith, Abel, you know, they got all this stuff about the camera and about TV and all that. Look how I'm preaching. See, people, I ain't got time for all these come on, stand right there. Come on, stand right there. So man, I ain't got time for all that. Just see me, but just listen to what I'm saying. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain by what he obtained. By what he obtained. By what he obtained. There's so many things you can obtain when you're working with the blood. By what he obtained. By what he obtained. By what he obtained. Look at that. You see that, isn't it? By what he obtained, witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it, he being dead, yet speaking. Good God Almighty. I say, good God Almighty. Let's look at one more. I got time for one more. The blood, that one was the blood begin at the gate of Eden. The blood is the doorway to real worship. Here is the first act of worship. There's no approach to God, no fellowship with him by faith, no enjoyment of his favor apart from the blood. Let me give it to you again. I'm going to come answer that phone over there. There's no approach to God. I'm going to hide out the blood. I bet you won't call no more. There's no approach to God, no fellowship with him by faith. You can't fellowship with him by faith. No enjoyment of his favor apart from the blood. Turn to Genesis 22. To redeem Isaac's life, Abraham had to use the blood. Now, Abraham had waited on that boy many years, and the Lord, matter of fact, I did this, but I think I need to do it. I see new faces. Now, don't get afraid of what I'm about to do. I'm about to do something a little frightening. And it's a little scary to the church when you do something like this. Because the church had not known justification, sanctification, and redemption. We're in the sanctification part of salvation. Salvation consists of three parts. Justification, that happened instantly when you accepted Jesus. Then you go on the other end, glorification. The Bible says in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be changed. But we're in this part now in the church. We're in the part of sanctification. And we're sanctified by God's word and by his truth. And once you become sanctified, then you can live holy. That's right. You can't live holy unless you be sanctified. Yes, sir. See, the blood got sanctifying power.
Yes, it does.
But what I'm about to do now, if you don't want it, just don't accept it. But you really need this. Because we've been churchianized so much and religionized so much that the reality of the spirit world is sort of foreign to us how it should be. But if you really want to go in the spirit world, what I'm about to do now will bring you into the spirit world. It actually will handle Luke 9, 23, the first part. It will handle, because we have a problem with denying ourselves. And that soul and body give us problems. But I want you to have a baptism. I want to pronounce a baptism on you that the church has not known. You got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Yes, baptism of the water. There's a baptism I learned about. I'll tell you, shook the fiber of my being. I've been walking in that baptism many years. And you around me know what it had produced. It produced a wonderful family. Everything just loved it. I mean, God, you know, we have our battles. Things come against us, but we stand up against those things. Leroy and Shauna was training the word. I mean, night and day, I trained them. My other children came, Montrell and Darnell came. I wasn't as free to do for them as I did for Leroy and Shauna. But Leroy and Shauna, they got that word at an early age. Matter of fact, Shauna had so much word, she the one caused that Hazel here today. Hazel was a teacher. Shauna would win everything Hazel come up with. Shauna used Mark 11:23. Hazel father asked, what are you doing? Every time I raffle something off or something, you win it. Why are you winning every time? Shauna and Leroy went to a Catholic church. Went there for a little function and won a dog. Mark 11:23. Now, I don't want no dog. Mark 11:23 said, Daddy, we got a puppy. Hundreds of people that, and their name call out because they knew how to function in the word. What I'm going to baptize you with as an apostle today, in the name of Jesus, every person on the sound of my voice, I baptize you with the baptism of sacrifice. Yes. Now, what that mean? That mean God's going to be first in everything. And from this day forward, I'm going to live a sacrificial life to the kingdom. I dare you. I've been doing it many years. I'll spin on the top. I'll stop in a minute if God calls. All lines are hung up when God calls. Man told me, talking about, man in commitment, talking about his wife, talking about some anniversary. I said, man, you ain't got time for no anniversary. Yeah, you go back, you anniversary and romance your wife the next day. We got business. We got kingdom business. There ain't time for no anniversary. You holding a position. You get on that plan and get where you're supposed to be. Tell your wife I said so. And I don't believe it's your wife, it's you. Because I believe your wife got more spiritual intelligence to call me and tell me something like this. Tell me about my wife's birthday, man. Celebrate our birthday tomorrow. We got kingdom business to do. See, I just baptized y'all. Y'all can't handle it. I do it all the time. See, that's what this baptism means. This baptism means I got to go with God first for my wife's anniversary. Well, you don't know my wife. I don't need to know your wife. I know God. God made her. Sometimes they wish you would go. I got a clothes, man. Genesis 22. Said, man, I wouldn't have stood up. I'm talking about no baptism of sacrifice. Man, now you want me to come to church on Wednesday night. If you're working, that's another horse, you know. But if you're at the house, that's another horse. If y'all want to hear the rest of this, y'all got to come the next 5 or 6 Sundays. There's a whole lot more I got in here about the blood. If you're talking about spiritual warfare, the blood is the key upon it. In Genesis chapter 22, I think I'm going to read one verse. In Genesis chapter 22, 2 verses. Verse 13 and verse 14. And this is where Shauna's husband came from. And that is where Montrell's wife is going to come from. Here's the ram was caught in the thicket. I was at my breakfast table praying. I was praying for my daughter. She went through some things. I know she needed a man to take care of her. I'm her father, but I can't be her man. She needed a man in the house. And so I began to pray about it, and I saw this very story here. I saw a ram caught in the thicket. And the Lord said, that's John the husband. I closed my Bible and didn't pray about much about it anymore. There he is. Now, I was praying some months ago. I don't know if it's a ram. It can't be a ram. What do you call a female part? I don't know what it is. But the Lord told me about Montrell's wife. She in the thicket. I ain't say she in here. I say she in the thicket. She might be here, but I ain't said. I said she in the thicket. Couldn't we try to close, man? Genesis 22:13, I just had a chance to read it and we'll pick up. It says, and Abram, you know, he got to offer his son. Now he read it. He got the knife cocked. And Abram lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abram went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. And Abraham, verse 14, called the name of this place Jehovah Jireh. You know what that means, right? The Lord will provide. As it is said to this day, in the mouth of the Lord, in the mouth of the Lord, it shall be seen. I'm going to take up there Wednesday night. Take up right then, because we've got a lot of things to say about this blood, boy. How to use the blood of Jesus as a weapon. Never underestimate the power of the blood. This thing I'm going to be dealing with. Every victory in your life is already blood bought. No weapon formed against the blood of Jesus shall prosper. The blood take worship to another level. Let the blood flow in every step you take. I want to emphasize on those things and go deep into those things. Scripture, if you permit me to make my own words, if not, scripturalize those statements. In other words, get a revelation out of each one of those statements. I'll go back and pin some more scriptures to these statements. And as we keep working on having our heart rejoicing in the blood of Jesus on a daily basis. May you stand up, please. Ooh. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Hallelujah. My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. My heart rejoices in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Look at three people and tell them you're a winner. I can say that on the basis of the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is enlightening and as well as exciting.